Alright, awesome humans. Welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and if you're anything like me, your brain feels like it's constantly running on warp speed. Emails flooding in, notifications buzzing, deadlines looming the world today seems designed to keep us perpetually on. But hey, I'm not here to preach about slowing down though, maybe take a breath every now and then. Instead, we're diving into something super important. Prioritizing your mental health in this crazy, fast-paced world. You know that feeling when you're so overwhelmed you just want to hit this news button on life? Or those moments when stress feels like it's got its grip on you and won't let go? Yeah, we've all been there. It's not a sign of weakness, folks. It's a reminder that our mental well-being needs some serious love. So, how do we actually do that? How do we navigate this whirlwind of demands while keeping our sanity intact? Well, buckle up because I've got 5 mindset moves that are going to be secret weapons in the fight against mental fatigue. 1. Mindful moments. Think of it like hitting the reset button throughout your day. Find those tiny pockets of time, maybe during your morning coffee, on a walk, or even while waiting for the bus, and just be present. Focus on your senses, your breath, and let go of the mental chatter. It's like hitting pause on the chaos and giving yourself a mini vacation from stress. 2. Boundary boss. This one is crucial. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Learn to set healthy boundaries. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy, protect your time, and prioritize what truly matters. Remember, saying no sometimes means saying yes to taking care of yourself. 3. Gratitude game. Ever notice how focusing on the good stuff can instantly shift your mood? Practice gratitude daily. It could be as simple as acknowledging a beautiful sunrise, savoring a delicious meal, or appreciating a kind gesture. Shifting your focus towards the positive can make a world of difference in your mental landscape. 4. Digital detox. We live in a world where our phones are basically extensions of ourselves. But sometimes, those constant notifications and endless scrolling can be like mental vampires, sucking away your energy. Schedule regular breaks from technology. Go for a hike, read a book, or simply enjoy some quiet time without the digital distractions. You'll be surprised how refreshing it is to unplug and reconnect with yourself. 5. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful mood booster. Even a short walk can release endorphins, reduce stress hormones, and clear your head. Find an activity you enjoy: dancing, swimming, yoga, anything that gets you moving. It's like hitting the refresh button for both your body and mind. Okay, let's talk about this in real life. Imagine you're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your boss just dropped a new project on you. You feel that familiar pressure mounting, stress levels rising, brain feeling like mush. But remember those 5 moves we talked about. Take a mindful moment. Step away from your desk for a minute, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and focus on the sensations in your body. Set a boundary. Politely decline the new project if you're already feeling overwhelmed. Explain your workload and suggest alternative solutions or a later deadline. Practice gratitude. Think about something you're grateful for at work, maybe a supportive colleague, a recent accomplishment, or even just a comfy chair. Go for a quick walk. Even 5 minutes of fresh air can make a huge difference in clearing your head and boosting your energy levels. Move your body. Do some stretches at your desk, take the stairs instead of the elevator, or have a quick dance break in your office. Don't worry, I won't judge. See? These simple strategies can help you navigate even the most stressful situations with more grace and resilience. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, go out there and prioritize those 5 moves. Trust me, your mind and everyone around you will thank you for it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little mental health boost. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #RiseHigherDaily. Until tomorrow, keep pushing those limits and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.